now. He's finally emerged. Let's get him on the air. Dr. Workman, how are you, sir?
Well, I couldn't be better. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing awesome. Now, you were right there at the big game. You were doing it all.
Right on the sideline.
Yeah, it was spectacular. I mean, I was just thinking back. It was almost like a home Seahawks game in terms of the crowd. I would say it was 70% Seahawks fans.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Was it as loud? Was it as loud as CenturyLink?
No, it wasn't as loud. But it was. There was one time that, especially with that opening snap, I was 15 feet from Manning when that ball came over him right in the end zone, and it was almost as noisy there. I'd say it was about 7/10 as noisy, but it was.
Wow.
I mean, you had to focus, just to think on what was going on.
So, tell us a little bit about the vibe, kind of before the game.
Yeah, what was the energy like?
What was it like?
Oh, there's just a lot of energy. I mean, it was, it's 2 hours to get in. By the time you go through security, you think airport security is something. It's unbelievable. But there's just this excitement. It's, the fans all seem to be very friendly. I mean, the Denver fans were great, and then you got in there, and suddenly, the national anthem, and they got the helicopters coming over, and they're just this kind of, it's like, boy, we're happy to all be American type deal and happy to be there. And then the game started, and it wasn't as noisy as being up there, but it was just tremendous energy. There was more intensity than I've ever seen. I'm going to try and get you some shots of the players, just after they scored and whatnot. It was just crazy. I mean, literally pulling down each other's jerseys. They were pulling so hard. They were so excited to celebrate. It was just crazy intense.
Could you feel the frustration from Denver as? It looked on the camera, watching it at home, that Manning was just beaten mentally.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got a shot where even before the game, you look at Manning, and he just had this totally drawn, tense, almost an angry look on his face. And I got a shot of the entire team, and he and Marino, and they're looking up, and they're looking over at the Seattle team, and it's like they were just frustrated right from the get go. I don't have a single shot. I probably have 30, 40 pictures of Peyton Manning. I don't have a single shot of him smiling, and I think that says everything.
Well, with a loss like that, I wouldn't be smiling either. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that.
Now, how was it, Dr. Workman? Did you made it home last night out of there? The big snowstorm hit. It was like the weather gods were shining down for the game. It was perfect weather, and then boom, you guys got slammed back there with the big snowstorm. How was that getting out of there?
Yeah, it was, starting even a day before, I got there a day before, and it was like, I've never been to Times Square for New Year's Eve, but everybody was happy. Seahawks fans were, kind of singing. Denver fans were singing, they're going Omaha, Omaha, the Seahawks, and they'll go see, and then the Hawks. And people are doing this across the street and down the block, and it was just really cool. And then, the game was good at, 50 degrees at kickoff. And then yesterday, my gosh, we woke up to about a 25-mile-an-hour wind, 4 inches of slush in the streets, and it's snowing. It was just crazy bad weather.
Wow.
And I had a five-hour delay getting out of there. They're constantly de-icing the planes. It was scary.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you made it home safe, and we don't want to keep you too long because I know you're back to doing your thing, your plastic surgery. But you know what I have to tell you, Dr. Workman? I have a picture of you on the field with the MetLife behind you. That must have been quite a moment for you to be there.
I mean, my eyes were watering. I didn't send you the shot, but I got to go there with my son.
Oh,
and
good.
He couldn't get on the field afterwards, but I got a picture of him, and I'll never forget it.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for all the picks, too.
I'm doing a picture post right now, a montage of all of Dr. Workman's pictures that he took at the game right there. Amazing photographs. You do a really good job. So thank you so much for keeping in touch with us, too.
Yeah, thank you, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Workman. What a great guy. And talk about lucky. Can you imagine being there? Again, don't forget, it's the 12th Man Caravan.
It's leaving the track tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. If you guys want to go to downtown Seattle for the parade, why not go with a caravan from the Tri-Cities?
Yep.
All right, so meet us up. Again, they're going to leave around 5 a.m. tomorrow to make sure the parade starts at 11. in downtown. It'll end up at CenturyLink. Mm-hmm. And I believe the players are all going to be at CenturyLink, and there's going to be some sort of something.
Pep rally kind of thing with
something
a trophy
going
and all
on.
That.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is like a once in a lifetime go if you can, okay?
All right.